Hi, and welcome to MVA's 20 C-Sharp Questions Explained. My name is Jerry O'Brien, and I'm joined today by Paul Pardee. Thanks for joining me, Paul. We're going to talk about our top 20 C-Sharp questions, and in this particular segment, we're going to cover question number three. Question number three focuses on what is the difference between string and string. Now, before you look at me as if I'm a little crazy and saying, well, what do you mean string and string? They're the same thing. Let's focus on the word. So we're looking at the capitalization of string versus the lowercase string. So in C-sharp, some folks think that these are two different aspects. These are actually two different things. And from a certain perspective, they are. So when we take a look at C-sharp language, there is some confusion among new programmers as to why would I use the lowercase s versus the uppercase s when it comes to dealing with the string value or this object string within C-sharp. And when you're dealing with object-oriented programming, we have classes and we have instances of the classes which are known as objects. So we create objects of a class. And some of these classes within the .NET framework, and one that comes to mind immediately is the math class, is we use the actual class name with a dot separator and a method to call some functionality within that class. And sometimes those are considered to be static methods or class methods. So math.pow is an example, is one method that exists in the math class that allows you to calculate powers of numbers. But when it comes to the string class, this one is a little bit different because of the way that we can use the values of the string class, static or instance values, differently within the code itself. So the primary difference really, and it all comes down to simplicity, is just a coding convention. And we'll see an example of this in just a minute when we step into the code for it within Visual Studio. The coding convention says that if you're going to call a method of the string class, you would use the uppercase string and represent that in your code. So it would be uppercase string dot whatever the method might be. If you're creating variables of string type within your code, then you should use the lowercase s. And you'll also see when we do the demo, the Visual Studio colors these a little bit differently. All right, and that will kind of help differentiate a little bit. But we'll also see in the sample that there isn't a whole lot of difference between the two of them. You can use either of them, and the functionality works the same way, but it becomes a code convention. Let's step into Visual Studio and see what this looks like. All right, so here we have a simple setup where we have string functions, and this is going to go through the process of we're going to generate a console-based application here, and we're going to output some specific values. The first line of code is a console.write line, and it's using the lowercase string instance. And in this case, we're going to ask Visual Studio to output for us what the type of this lowercase string is. And then for comparison's sake, we're going to do the same thing with the uppercase string keyword. And again, notice the difference in the color. Visual Studio colors the lowercase string with a darker blue color, and it colors the uppercase string with a lighter, kind of a teal color, if you will. And if you take a look at how Visual Studio works within the .NET framework, the class names will typically be in this color. So this gives you an idea that we're working with the class itself, whereas variable names we'll find are in the darker blue color. So once we've output what the two different types of these values are, we're going to create instances. So we're going to create a variable called string of type string. We're going to assign a text value to it. Then we're going to create another variable called name2, and it's of type string class, and we're going to assign a text string to that. Very simple. We're going to then output the two values to the screen so that we see that there's no difference in how we utilize these as well. And then we're going to call, in the last part of it, the concat method of the string class. The thing that's interesting is, again, here's where I talked about string or the class name and the method name being the separator and what we use for the code convention. And then we'll talk about how the lowercase string.concat does exactly the same thing. Let's go ahead and execute this. So Control F5 will run it. And I'll just move this over here out of the way so we can kind of compare this to our code window as well. I'll get my console window back up. So you can see our first line of code says write line type of string, and we're using the lowercase string, so in other words, the variable name, or what we would use for a variable name type, and it says it's a system.string. We do that for the class as well, and it tells us it's also system.string. So in essence, what this means is the lowercase string is an alias for type system.string. It means exactly the same thing, it's just a different name. We can see that we have assigned a value to the lowercase string variable name, and we output it. We've assigned a variable of name to, we've assigned a value to that variable, and it's of type class string. In the concatenation method, we see that we've done the concatenation on the lowercase string instance and on the uppercase string instance, and returned exactly the same thing. So hopefully that doesn't confuse too much of what we're looking at in terms of what's the difference between the two. It's just to show that because the lowercase string is an alias, it performs exactly the same as the class name does itself. Let's look at the code again real quick for just a second. And what we want to realize is that in coding conventions, this line is correct for declaring a variable of type string. This is not, even though it works. Again, it's just a coding convention. That's all it simply means. If we wanted to call a concat method of the string class, this is not how we should do it according to code convention. This is how we should do it according to code convention. So again, relatively simple. So that ends question number 3. Again, let's focus on the differences between the two or the similarities. They're both system.string, so they represent the same class. Only difference is in how we use them in the code conventions in the class. That's the biggest reason that we find the difference in them.
So are there any methods in either of the either the alias or the class that doesn't exist in the other, or is one just the instance of the other?
So that's interesting. And as I mentioned when I first started talking about this, in the string class, no, to the best of my knowledge, and I haven't gone through all of the string methods that are available in the class versus the instance, but there are classes in the .NET framework that do provide that separation, which means that there could be static methods in the class that do not exist or are not available when you declare an instance of that class and attempt to use it. So that's the differences we'll look at. So hopefully that explains string versus string.